USA.org today.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What's ticking and shaking and rolling across America and outside of our borders? A lot. When isn't there a lot to talk about? We like to call it water cooler buzz at its best on the overnight highway. Here's the cool thing. I don't care about your stripes. Left of left, right of right, confused, furious, or somewhere in between. Or a beer-drinking, Bible-thumping, Sarah Palin-loving kind of guy. However you describe yourself, in other words, that's what I'm trying to get at. It doesn't matter. You're invited to the party. And this is the number you need to keep. Write it on your hands right now. Get that pen out of the glove compartment. Well, no, don't do that. Have the person next to you get the pen. Write it down on your hand. 800-259-5791. All right, so here's the big deal out of Washington. And we'll go back to our Washington reports because each and every night we go inside the Beltway with the talk radio news folks. And next week we will be there physically ourselves, America Tonight, the crew. We will be on the Capitol talking about health care. And that is the focus of all that is going on in D.C. That's the talk. It really is. How far it goes, you know, we've had people on. We've gone through the possibilities, and I've given you straight up the best analogy I could possibly think of. And, you know, there's too many dead horses roaming around the studio, but I'll say it one more time because I got four emails, one from Eric, one from John, one from Little Paul, one from Bob, and one from Dave listening to us in Washington, all in different ways asking me my take on where does this all end up. I think the debate, the conversation – will go on for at least 6 months, probably a year. So we're back to that. In the end, it's like a pizza. You're playing poker with your buddies. Somebody decides it's time to order grub. You can't make up your mind. So the person who gets on the phone, instead of just getting the pepperoni or the sausage or the onions or whatever, they get everything on it. Yuck. When it comes, you're picking things out of your pizza, your slices, because you don't want all those black olives, and you certainly don't want the anchovies. Why'd they put that on there? That's what's going on with healthcare. I honestly think that the pizza purposely had too much stuff on it. The bill that became the law had way too much stuff into it. So knowing that there might be this offside chance that the House could go the Republican way of things, although if I'm a Democrat, I certainly wouldn't cop to that, right? Because you don't run that way. You run thinking you're going to keep the people in place. But the mood had shifted in the country, and not everybody is stupid who's a strategist, so they realize that. So the key thing was get it in, get it done, push it through. So I truly believe ultimately it's going to be about picking things off of what they don't like, picking things out of the law that too many people can't stomach, they can't agree upon. That's what I think it's going to boil down to. You might have a different perspective. You might think that repeal is actually possible. I don't see it. The numbers aren't there. Or do you think the whole thing ultimately will be ripped up? Right at the top, too, we've got to say this. Sergeant Shriver, Maria Shriver's father, died at the age of 85. Significant, there are a lot of significant things about Sergeant Shriver, but he was also, and I don't know how many people realize this, the Peace Corps founder. You know, when someone says, how many times have you been somewhere and they'll say, oh, you know, my son was in the Peace Corps for a year or did this or did whatever. He was the founder of the Peace Corps a long, long, long time ago, and he's had a long battle with memory problems. He's had a tough time with Alzheimer's. He was diagnosed back in 2003, and he lived in Potomac, Maryland, so it wasn't necessarily unexpected. His kids were there, five kids, the family, the spouses, which would include, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and his 19 grandchildren at the time of his death. He was married for 56 years to Eunice Kennedy, Eunice Shriver, of course, President John F. Kennedy's younger sister, who died at 88 in August of 2009, if you'll remember. So while we're sticking on things that are political and political families, retirement announcement, how about this? Senator Joe Lieberman decides he's done. The 2000 Democratic VP nominee decided that it was time for him to bail, but not until 2012. So he's gonna play out this next year. He's not gonna run for re-election, or next two. He's not gonna run for re-election in 2012, basically. So that's another seat that's up for grabs. It's interesting too. Lieberman made the big announcement a couple of hours after another senator said he was gonna retire. North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad said that he was leaving. So that's Senate Democrats leaving two seats they're going to have to defend. Lieberman, really an independent. However, that it counts, if you want to be realistic about it, it counts on the Democratic side of things. So that's two seats in play in 2012, which is a big deal if you look at where we are numbers-wise. In the Senate, certainly we know the deal in the House, and there's lots of speculation as to what could possibly happen there. And now there are people suddenly dusting out their campaign phrases, looking for campaign managers, and thinking about seriously deciding to make a go of it, because you know you're talking about two pretty big seats. Let's face it. All right, let's set the table here. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, yes, we're going to mix it up a little bit more, of course, with politics. But we also are going to talk a little movies with Stephen Shohet, the veteran Hollywood insider. He really is a Hollywood insider. And a lot of his knowledge is old school. It comes from all those years of giving tours. He still is a Hollywood tour guide. He's got just an incredibly fascinating book out that I sometimes refer to when I'm looking up something on a television show or an actor. And it's the behind-the-scenes stuff that so many of us love. I think I've said this on this show. It'd be fascinating to go behind the scenes on America Tonight. You might actually really like that. I don't know if we'll ever do it, but we've talked about doing it before. Also coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we can count. And let me tell you, there's a lot to count when it comes to the numbers, because that's what We Can Count is all about. And it includes jobs. We can count how many people are losing jobs on more than both hands. So we'll jump to that at the tail end of this hour. But coming up around the bend, more of what's going on inside the Beltway as part of Odds and Ends. Hang with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LASIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month's supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to amberentrial.com. That's amberentrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Like an America Tonight show, if we weren't talking about some kind of disaster, would it now? There's always, unfortunately, some kind of shift in the Earth's surface, whether we're talking about earthquakes or mudslides or floods, whatever it might be. And this time, a major is topping odds and ends. We're going to jump back to D.C., and that's how we roll, by the way. We zig and zag all over the place. But there was a 7.2 earthquake out of Islamabad. They're saying it rocked a pretty remote area, but you heard or felt really the tremors as far away as India and the United Arab Emirates. And if you've ever felt tremors before, I lived in California, and yeah, you hear about earthquakes, you just don't really think about it, you put it out of your mind. And then when it happens, and I wasn't near the epicenter, but I felt the tremors afterwards. Boy, that is a weird feeling. It's just, I don't know how, if people have described it as like a rolling feeling, but it's sort of a rolling feeling, as though the earth has shifted, which it has, and you're just there on top of that piece of land or wherever it is you might be. I was inside an office building, and then it's over, and then that's it. In this case, since it's an area that's not really populated and it happened at 1:30 in the morning, no reports of any deaths or anything like that. I think more the shaking up in India and the UAE probably was a little bit bigger. In fact, the closest town to the epicenter had about 15,000 people, and it was such a remote spot. It's the site where Pakistan's nuclear tests were held in 98, that there was no damage to speak of. I guess, you know, that's really the good news in all of this, because if it had shifted in a couple of different directions, Dubai, they felt it there, it would have been a little bit different. The tremors, too, can be really quick. It can feel like it's really quick, like 10 seconds, or last a little bit longer. These were described as being about 20 seconds or so. And people in Karachi were saying they felt like immediately they could feel it, and they could feel things shake, so there was a little bit of a panic. People were racing outside, but again, this was a tremor for them, and they're used to earthquakes. If you go back probably about 6 years, they had a terrible earthquake, remember, in northwest Pakistan, where you had about 3 million people that ended up homeless, and the big thing was 80,000 people were killed in that one. So they might be used to the fact that, yes, we can have earthquakes, but they also aren't too far removed from what happened when a really terrible earthquake hit a region not too far away from where this epicenter was. A couple of other things on odds and ends. And bear with me, because we do move in a lot of different directions. We go from the earthquake to the fact that in looking at future plans, the Vatican warned Irish bishops not to report abuse. I think this is a big story, and it'll break a little bit bigger, but with all the abuse that happened in the Catholic Church, and we know the shifting of the priests to different parishes and all that sort of stuff, and the gasp when people realized how widespread it was, here's yet another secret. It's the Vatican. The word for Vatican is secret. It's just all about secrets. There was this letter from the Vatican back in the late 90s that warned Ireland not to, the bishops there, not to report any of these child abuse cases to the cops. And there's your smoking gun. What else do you need? They're telling them, shut your mouth. Don't go to the cops. Don't do that. You can't do that. We don't want our priests to go down. That's full on disclosure that they covered up what was happening. And it's a worldwide culture of covering up crimes by these pedophile priests. So I think that's a really big deal. And how did this letter get revealed? Well, it was revealed by some Irish broadcasters, and then it was tossed over to the AP. The documents are being a little bit rejected, I believe, by the Vatican, but I think this crucifies them, and this will be key in some of these U.S. lawsuits, because it shows the persistence of the Vatican to figure out ways to cover things up. And I think it undermines their claims when they're trying to defend what happened, saying they never instructed any bishops anywhere to hide evidence or suspicion of any kind of a crime from the local police. Baloney. Instead, it really shows that they didn't care. They didn't care about the kids. They just didn't. They wanted everything hush hush with these child abuse allegations, and they didn't want to, they didn't want the police to know any of this. So this is a signed letter. Of course, here's the key thing: the letter is signed by an archbishop who is now dead, Sturrio. He was the diplomat to Ireland at the time, but it flat out says, I looked at the letter. I looked at a copy of the letter today. I'm not stunned by anything that I see now when it comes to what's gone on with these cover-ups, but it clearly shows that the plan was to not inform anybody of what was going on. It just demonstrates all the protection those pedophile priests got from any kind of criminal investigation. Here's what I say. Any of these men, because now most of them are men, who have had traumatic lives and gone through a series of divorces, had all kinds of trouble in their personal life, of course, stemming from when they were a young boy being molested by the priest and nobody knew anything about it, or if they said anything, they were shut up immediately. I say you cannot pay these people enough if they're part of these lawsuits. You cannot do enough to make up for the damage that was done. My goodness. And you go and you look at how many people have claimed abuse. So it goes back to 14,000, 15,000 people who have complained. And it goes all the way back, by the way, too, to the 40s. To the 40s. If only somebody had stepped out of the light and done something in the early days, think of the children that would have been spared. And if it had nothing to do with the Catholic Church, the Vatican, or any of this other stuff, if we were talking about another organization that was complicit in that, in this, people would go crazy. I mean, I think people have gone crazy, but people would really go crazy over this. It's ridiculous. Absolutely unacceptable. You cannot give these people enough money. You cannot. And the money will not make up, by the way, for what has happened to them. But it's just another link to say, we got a smoking gun. We got a smoking gun for you. Mm-hmm. You know, they always have this category of the occupations where people are the most likely to commit suicide. Interestingly enough, priests are not high on the list, but you know who is high on the list? 1 in 16 surgeons in the U.S. Does anyone find that odd? It's really true. They've been investigating it at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and they found that more than 6% of the surgeons actually thought about killing themselves within the past year. Most of them, about 55 to 64 or so, because the number was 3 times higher for that group than any other group. And you have to say, why is that? For as many lives as they lose, they have to be saving lives, too. And they did a big survey. They interviewed 8,000 physicians and others. Younger surgeons had rates of suicidal thinking that were similar to general population, a little bit lower than the other number. A little less than 6%, let's say. And burnout was a reason why. Past medical errors, things that they did. So that's what they were struggling with. Burnout, exhaustion. Oof. That's very worrisome. How hard are the surgeons being pushed that they feel so burned out? And then they freak out because they're pushed to the wall and they make mistakes and they know that there's a chance that they could lose their job, and they had people give them antidepressants, or they self-prescribe antidepressants so they either have friends help them or whatever. According, actually, to the National Institutes of Mental Health, there are about 11 suicides per 100,000 deaths with Americans in 2007. Big chunk of them surgeons. Woo! Stay with us. We're lightening the load next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Fly me to the moon, let me play the music. Let me see what spring is like.
Who are you? I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimball.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Talk to the hand.
Hasta la vista, baby.
You are terminated.
I'll be back.
That's a familiar voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who no longer is the governor of California. And Schwarzenegger last week, because each and every week we have our pal Stephen Shohat on the show, he is Mr. Hollywood, the man behind some of these great little tidbits that we're getting each and every week. Hollywood Stories, his book is terrific. I've already talked about that. And last week we were talking about Schwarzenegger and politics and politicians and actors who go into politics, and we talked about Ronald Reagan and some others as well. And Stephen, now a story comes out. We're going to talk about Bruce Lee, but before we get to that, a story comes out that Schwarzenegger said, you know, I was just addicted to being governor. Well, and here's what I thought. Politics, you've got power in politics and a different kind of power in movies, especially if you're a big star. So I think he's addicted to power.
Absolutely, absolutely. He, you know, earlier talked about being an authoritarian years before, in fact, expressed admiration for Hitler at one point, which he had to go back on. So, I think that's why he did it. And you know, it's very unfortunate. because you hopefully want people in politics who aren't addicted to power, who really are there to serve rather than for self-aggrandizement. And I think Schwarzenegger was the epitome of that. And listen, I'm pretty darn conservative, and I was very unhappy that the Republican Party in 2003 did not get behind Tom McClintock, the true conservative, and let Schwarzenegger win. And at one point, I was following it very closely. At one point, Schwarzenegger said he was bored making movies. It was a new thrill for him. And I also think that his election inspired people like Meg Whitman and Carly Farina, who had losses in California. I believe, sort of had the same motivation. Like, it's not that I want to serve, and it's not that I want to cut taxes, and it's not that I want to get rid of regulation and make things better for people. No, it would be a kick.
Yeah.
Well, that was my opinion, and
I agree. I think you were dead on when you said that. Meg Whitman really was stirred up by that. She didn't need the money, certainly, and she was looking for whatever the next thing was. No offense to her, because I don't know how she would have been. And Carly Fiorini, that was a great example as well. And perhaps Schwarzenegger kicked open that door and made more people think about that. Absolutely. I wanted to ask you this too. You're such a fan of Hollywood and things that are going on there. And the big buzz over the weekend was the Golden Globes. Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I saw parts of it. I didn't get to see the whole thing. I actually was going to suggest next week that we talk about upset winners and things like that, because, I don't know, to me, The King's Speech and The Fighter are both superior films to The Social Network. So obviously that's a very subjective thing, and magazines like Entertainment Weekly are really behind The Social Network. So it looks like it's the favorite to win, but you have that all the time where you might have a movie that wins, like a really good film, The French Connection, beat Fiddler on the Roof, but years and years later, Fiddler on the Roof is the more beloved film. And I think that happens sometimes, and I think in the long term, the Fighter and the King's Speech are going to be shown to be the more lasting, more favorited movies by the public. But certainly, the Oscars is an interesting thing. I mean, the Hollywood Foreign Press is one thing, but with the Oscars, you got Eli Wallach, who's 95, and Dakota Fanning, who's turning 17, as Oscar members. So obviously they're going to have very different tastes, probably, or maybe they like the same things. I don't know, but probably there's going to be a great diversity of opinion in the voting.
Yeah, I agree. That'll be fun. We'll talk about that next week, because all that's still coming up, the Oscars and whatnot. And we'll talk about Ricky Gervais, too, and the comedian that hosted. Yeah, because he's gotten a lot of blowback, positive and negative. A lot of negative, because Hollywood people, I don't think, are used to being attacked that way.
Well, yeah. Now, there's the thing. I found him to be tasteless and inappropriate, and I don't think he should have said a lot of those things. But, it's very interesting to me that a lot of those people, not all those people, would have no qualms about attacking a political figure or a conservative political figure and say horrible, reprehensible things about them and wouldn't blink twice and think that was very funny. Now, the fact is that Robert Downey Jr. is a person I think, he was at the bottom. He couldn't get insured. He couldn't get any work. I don't know him personally, but it looks like he's come all the way back. So I think he's a person to be admired pretty much. And I've never heard him say a bad word about anybody. Everything I've read says that he's wonderful to work with, absolutely professional, and somebody everybody likes and admires. And for to bring up this prison stint and Betty Ford Clinic, it wasn't funny. It was out of place. It was mean spirited. So I don't think Ricky Gervais will be asked to perform that role again.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's talk about The Green Hornet. That movie's out, and there's a tie to Bruce Lee. Tell everybody the tie if they don't know.
Well, Bruce Lee, of course, Well, he wasn't the original Cato. You know, there were the Green Hornet goes way back. It was back in the 1930s. It was a radio show, and the Green Hornet was actually a fictional descendant of the Lone Ranger. And then it was made into movies, and then there was an idea for a TV show back in the 50s that didn't go anywhere. And then William Doizier saw Bruce Lee at an exhibition in Long Beach and decided that he would make the perfect Cato. Actually, he originally wanted Bruce Lee for another show called Number One Son, the son of Charlie Chan, but that didn't work out. And so, anyway, he had Bruce Lee on the show. And, of course, Bruce Lee was already getting some acclaim as a martial arts artist, and he could do these amazing things, like he could throw rice in the air and catch it with chopsticks, I mean, grains of rice, or he could, grab a penny or grab a dime out of somebody's hand and before their fist closed and replace it with a penny. You know, he was just amazing, and he was, this real physically fit cat on the set. And he would do things like he would leap in the air and touch people's earlobes with his toe. Now, one time, unfortunately, some guy turned his chin and Bruce Lee accidentally dislocated his jaw. So he kind of stopped doing that. But, that show was on for 1 year. But Bruce Lee was the one getting all the fan mail, the real breakout star. And it wasn't recognized by Hollywood how popular Bruce Lee was. One of his advisors suggested, why don't you go to Hong Kong and make movies over there and become an Asian star? And when Bruce Lee went to Asia, it was just amazing that how many people recognized him. He had no idea in those pre-internet days that the Green Hornet was known as the Cato Show in Hong Kong, and he was mobbed in the streets, and he had all sorts of opportunities. Now, the bad aspect of that, like many tough guy actors have found, was that people were constantly challenging him to fights and trying to see how, if he really was as good as they said. And he had incidents like, for example, an extra on the set of the movie Enter the Dragon challenged him to a fight, and Bruce Lee ended up shoving the guy's head into the wall. And then he was a good guy. Rather than fire the guy, he said, okay, are you ready to go back to work now? But people would, one guy came over to Bruce Lee's house and jumped over the fence and let's see how good you are. So he had that Wild West aspect of his life. And unfortunately, he was so into weight training, being as physically fit as he could possibly be, that he injured himself lifting weights one morning, and then his back was never the same, and he started taking a lot of pills and marijuana to alleviate that, and that some people have theorized that led to his death, the enlargement of his brain at a very young age of 32.
Wow. Do you think we'll ever see, because, you think of Jackie Chan, who's a lot different than Bruce Lee, but I think there still is room in the business for another Bruce Lee. Do you think we'll ever see someone like him?
As a matter of fact, I doubt he's as well trained as Bruce Lee, but Jay Chou, the star of who's playing Cato in this new movie, new Green Hornet movie, I mean, they're expecting him to go over huge in Asia. I mean, he's already huge. He's like the Justin Timberlake. He's got a great singing career in Taiwan, but they're expecting him to go over huge and have a similar thing like Bruce Lee did. In fact, there's even talk about him playing Bruce Lee in a 40-part television series. I mean, Bruce Lee, his legacy is, I mean, he really created the martial arts fascination in the movies. And not only that, probably turned on a lot of people to get into martial arts as well. And of course, he had a lot of famous students, but he inspired a lot of people to take that up as a practice. In fact, one of the real interesting things about Bruce Lee is if you asked him, well, what do you think of various fighting methods? He never talked about the method. He only talked about the individual and how skilled they were. He obviously was a very interesting guy. He was an atheist, actually. He still said a lot of things that I think could inspire people. Like for example, if you have a goal, towards something, you don't have to get there. It just aims you in the direction you need to go in life. A lot of philosophical things that people can still draw from.
Yeah. I've got a couple of his quotes up, actually. It's funny that we decided to talk about, or you decided to talk about Bruce Lee. We're out of time. Stephen Shohet will do it again next week. Hollywood Stories, pick it up. Thanks, Stephen.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Topping this version of We Can Count, 26 states have decided to be part of the Obama healthcare lawsuit. Yes, it's true. This out of Pensacola. Six more states throwing in. So that's how we get the 26. I guess that's a pretty strong message that half of the states consider the healthcare law unconstitutional and they want to fight for it. The states claim the healthcare law violates people's rights by forcing them to buy health insurance by 2014. Or face stiff penalties. This is the biggest part of the new healthcare law I think that people hate, is you have to get health insurance. You have no choice, or you will pay taxes at the end of the year. You will pay a fine. And that's what we're going to do. And they're hiring the IRS, so many people, to actually enforce that part of the law, that part of the repeal thing for the Republicans is really based on the constitutionality of that one thing, the buying of health insurance, the forced buying of health insurance. Now, other lawsuits, by the way, have been filed, not just these 26 states. A federal judge in Virginia ruled in December that the insurance purchase mandate, which is what it is, what we're talking about, was unconstitutional. But, and this always happens in the law, there were two other federal judges who upheld that requirement. I mean, let's face it, where is this going to end up? Raise your hand if you have the answer. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Pick on me. I can see the hands. We've got those special infrared glasses. And if you were saying that it's going to end up in the Supreme Court's lap, you're absolutely right. That's where this is headed. No question about it. More states can jump in on the whole thing in Florida, and there can be more conversation about it. But ultimately, if it's the law of the land that we're about, it's going to be decided by the Supreme Court, that particular thread of the law, unless it's changed, unless repeal worked, which it won't because there's not enough there, or if it were taken out in some kind of a compromise. Let's talk about public pensions. When I mention pensions and we're talking about money, this is kind of a hint. We're probably talking about a shortfall. Public pensions across the United States are actually facing a sad shortfall, $2.5 trillion. So that means you've got states and municipalities, basically, that have to sell. White elephant sales. They got to sell their assets. They got to slash public services. And New Jersey's being slammed by this. New York's being slammed by this. So let's follow the thread. You have $2.5 trillion. You have the recession. You have financial problems because those pensions were mismanaged. You have, which like underfunding the retirement. So that's a big problem. You have the states falling apart because of other parts of retirement benefits. Ooh, this is nasty the way this looks. $2.5 trillion. To me, that says a whole lot of people are going to be cut because how can you possibly make up that kind of money? Now, if we're talking about overall, which that's an overall number, U.S. public pensions. So then we would have to break it down by states, and every state would be different as to how much they're short. But some of the bigger states like New Jersey and New York, pretty high, and I heard even California, too. Here's another one. Let's talk China. Why not? The man's in town, right? So China, the biggest buyer of U.S. Treasury securities, reduced its holdings a couple of months ago after 4 months of gains. So follow along with me. I'll explain. China's holdings of Treasury debt dropped 1.2% to $895.6 billion. This came out from the Treasury Department, and that report is out just before the visit by the Chinese president. So overall, foreign holdings of Treasury securities are up to four and change trillion-wise. That means that other nations still want to feed on Treasury debt, even as the U.S. government is running into these crazy budget deficits, $1 trillion-plus annually. We're not even going to touch that number, that ugly, ugly number of the called the deficit that we're in right now. But follow the bouncing bonds. That will tell you a lot about the story, a lot. And the meeting with the Chinese president is a big one, my friends. Let's face it, they still have the wand that they can wave over the U.S., they being the Chinese. However, they won't do that, trust me. Why? Because they would lose way too much money. All the Chinese crap, because a lot of it is crap, that is, of course, exported to the United States and the money they make on that. If that went kaput, that wouldn't be good for the Chinese either. So it's a little fine dance that's going on right now. Let's move over across on our dance floor and go over to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Washing my hands here, make sure everything is clean. Okay. Listen, so you were talking about Obamacare, right, Tate? And you were talking about, like, it's like a giant, it's like a pizza somebody orders with all
yep.
the topping, right?
Yeah, everything.
All right. Now, to make this an even better example, you're at that party and all of a sudden they say you have to pitch in for this. You know, that the pizza is going to have all the toppings and you have to pay for it.
Right.
Okay. In other words, we're not going to have, they're saying we're going to give health care to everybody. What they're really saying is we're going to give payments that you're going to have to pay for health care to everybody. It's going to be like having an additional car insurance, except it's going to be a health insurance. And they haven't told us how much it's going to be.
Yeah.
No,
but you're right.
When you go and you start looking for car insurance, you know, more or less it's the same. A little bit more here, a little bit less there, a little more deductible here. You know, it's all a game that they're playing to get our money. Now, if you look at the Republicans, all they need to do is say, look, this is not the time in an economic slowdown to try and insure the entire population of the United States. It's going to cost us $700 billion more in spending. They're going to try to cover that by taking away $500 billion from Medicare and somehow save $200 billion. And if you believe that, then, you know, you can believe that there should be bridges to nowhere. I think it's very easy to sell this, that we have to get rid of this whole thing and try and save money, not spend more. Look at the state of Illinois. They just raised their taxes like 50% or something like that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, more than that. And people are getting raked, crucified there. I don't know how they're going to pay the increases that they're getting slammed with. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think you could take it. I mean, yes, you would have to take everything. Let's face it. You'd be taking a lot off that pizza. But if that's the only way they're going to do it. Okay, let's just throw everything off the pizza and we just have the crust. Will that work? Like the pre-existing condition, there's some other things, and we all agree on that. There's some things that we would agree on, but the problem is that they did exactly that. There was too much jammed into it. We don't even know what's in it. Has anyone ever read the whole thing? It's crazy. That's the problem. And this is what is happening now in D.C. The argument is over this. The argument is over health care repeal. However, there is no repeal that is possible. There's no repeal that's going to happen. That's why I say it's really going to be cherry picking, because you have the presidential veto and you don't have the votes there. In fact, the president said he's willing to work with Democrats and Republicans to improve his health care law, but that we can't go backward and repeal the measure. He said this is not happening. Remember, Wednesday, there's expected to be a vote on repealing health care on that overhaul. Stay tuned. Much more this week on health care.